Okay, so once your migration is finished, then you're going to have this db.sqlite3 file here locally. Now, out of the box, you can't work with this file without like a specialist database client. I'm going to show you a little trick actually, just to make life a little bit easier. If you go to the extensions tab in VS Code and search for SQLite, you'll get this extension here called SQLite. This is a third party one. It's not one that's built into VS Code, but it's pretty useful for working with SQLite databases locally. We're not going to edit the database. We're just going to have a peek around, and so I can show you how Django is actually working with the database behind the scenes. So go ahead and install that. And then once you've done it, go back to the project folder, bring up your command palette and do SQLite open database. It will prompt you and it should find the one that's just been created after running the migrate command. So if you click on that, in the tasks tab, you should see the SQLite Explorer. And inside that, you'll get the database that was created locally. These are all the tables that Django made. Most of them are internal to Django, so all the authorization tables, as well as the record that Django keeps about some additional things like who's logged into the admin portal, stuff like that. You generally don't have to worry about these tables. You don't talk to them directly. However, you should see this ReadyCloud destination table, which is the one that's been created to map against the destination model that we described. So if we compare the two things, I guess, so first of all, you'll notice that it has this ID field. Now, I never asked it to create that. It does it by default. So what it will do by default is it will give each destination object a primary key, so an ID, and it will create that field automatically. So this one here is an integer and it's marked as a primary key. You don't have to worry about incrementing it. It does that automatically. But this is really useful when you start to introduce relationships between different tables. You'll also see the name field, which is a varchar, and this is capped to a size limit of 50, which we had in here, which is our max length. And then we've also got our description, which is a text field. The max length is just on the server side. It's not actually backed off onto the database. So let's say that we want to add an additional field to this as well. So our destination here, we've got our name and our description, and I've also shown you some additional field types. So, you know, in there, I guess we had a slug field. So maybe we could refer to that destination, you know, as a URL with a slug as well. So we could introduce a slug here. So let's have a slug field and save that. Now, if we run make migrations again, okay, so if we run make migrations, it's going to cause an issue because I've introduced a new field called slug. And what it's saying is that if we add that field and it has to have a record, it doesn't know what to do with existing entries in that database. So it's saying, well, you know, you've specified a slug field that needs to have an entry. What am I supposed to do if there are already entries in that database? This question is really useful when you introduce fields which are required and you already have data in your database. So you really need to kind of think through how you upgrade databases and add additional fields to it. In this case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to specify a one-off default and I'm just going to use none as the option. Actually, that needs to be a string, so let's put it in quotes. Okay, so now it will have two migration files, the initial one and this additional one where we've added a slug field. As you build out your application, you'll get more and more migrations in this folder. When you initialize a new database, it will run through the migrations in sequence as they're numbered. So if we run that migration again and then click the refresh in SQLite and then scroll down, you can now see we've got that slug field that's been created in our database.